Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Built on the shores of the Italian Riviera, the Torre Fara is a story of rebirth and repurpose. The towering structure began life as a colonia, a summer camp for children that was a popular site across Italy under Mussolini's fascist regime. Over the years, the building has changed its stripes, served as a hospital, a refugee camp, and even a youth hostel. Once an abandoned eyesore, it now starts a new chapter as a home to luxury apartments. Here's Monocle's Milan correspondent Ivan Cavallo to fill us in on the details of this remarkable landmark.
The Ligurian coastline is home to Italy's Riviera, a summer playground. Its sun-kissed scenery of narrow beaches and gently folded mountains draws in visitors. In the 1930s, it was one of the destinations for Italian youth gathered together into holiday camps known as colonia. Under Mussolini, the practice was used to shape the minds and bodies of the nation's youth. One popular destination was the Colonia Fara, a 10-story tower looming over the town of Chiavari, and with commanding views of the Gulf of Tigullio. Set on the shore, this rationalist work of Italian architecture resembles the conning tower of a ship, with distinctive bands of windows wrapping around the facade. Here, children of Italian colonialist farmers working in Libya would spend summer holidays playing on the beach. The Duce himself paid a visit in 1938 to inaugurate the site with plenty of pomp and circumstance. Yet the outbreak of World War II soon saw the tower's role change. The Colonia Fara became first a military hospital and then barracks for German troops. After Italian fascism was defeated, it was used as lodging for Allied forces before being turned into a refugee camp for Italians fleeing the territory of Istria that had been handed over to Yugoslavia. After further stints as a hostel for youth and then a school, the tower was abandoned at the end of the 20th century, left to decay like the hull of a beached ship and occupied by squatters. Efforts to rehabilitate the building were stop and go. A former Argentine footballer had plans to transform it into a beauty farm with luxury apartments to cater to his fellow sportsmen. Yet after bureaucratic headaches with local authorities, this too was a dead end. Finally, after several auctions, the tower today has a new lease on life, with a 5-star hotel, spa, bar, and select number of flats destined to open later this year for what is now known as Torre Fara. Despite the changing times and structure's past ties to an unpleasant period of Italian history, the building now returns to its origins as a seaside accommodation for sun worshippers, albeit this time one aimed at attracting grown-ups.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Ivan Cavallo for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.